A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Lamites. Baba Basra 39a. Pagination is 77. We're starting from four lines from the bottom. The question of how many people the macha must be made in front of. We're dealing with a case that a person is living on a piece of land, and the original owner is objecting and asking, why are you there? And we're told that if the current resident stays there for 3 years, and then the original owner shows up, the current resident will have an argument, I wasn't careful with my documentation because I didn't hear anything from anyone of objection for 3 years. And at this point, he has a chazaka. If he has a claim, how he got it? It was given to him, it was gifted to him, he's allowed to keep it. If, however, the original owner proves that he made a macha'a, an objection, then the current resident would have to have documentation, proof, if he wants to keep it. Otherwise, the property reverts to the original owner simply because he made a macha'a, an objection. Now, we know from the previous Gemara, the way we paskin, that it does not have to be done in front of the person. The objection can be made in front of two people, totally independently of the current resident. Our Gemara is going to explore if indeed the number should be two people or three people that you make the macha in front of. And we're going to do a comparison, a contrast, with certain law regarding Lashon Hara. There's a statement, you could see it at the end of the Amud, Kol Milsa Demis Amra Ba'ape Telosa, if something was said in front of three people, then it's not considered Lashon Hara to repeat it. Now, some people erroneously think that because Lashon Hara is public, you're allowed to continue to malign the person, and that's not true. There are specific cases, though, where the fact that it was said in front of three people lowers the Lashon Hara applicability to that information, because once it's said in front of three people, and this is our point of comparison, it's considered public. I'll give two examples. One example is something sometimes described as avak lashon hara, where a person says something and it's not clear whether it's really lashon hara or it's not. Person says, oh, you want food? You could always get food by the Horowitzes. So does he mean that the Horowitzes are big, fat people and they're always eating? Gluttonous? Or does he mean that the Horowitzes are very hospitable and they're wonderful people? There's always food over there, in a good way. So if he said it freely in front of three people or more, then we assume he meant the benign, the polite type of application. It was a cute line. It was a cute comment, jokingly. But it wasn't negative. It wasn't Lashon Hara, because he knows it's going to get back to them. You say it in front of three people. And apparently he's not worried about that, because there was nothing bad in his intent. He expects them to take it the right way. He meant it the right way. And because it was said in front of three people, as opposed to hush-hush to one person, you know, by the Horowitzes, there's lots of food all the time. It's different. And in front of three people helps us in ascertaining if it's Lashon Hara or not. Another example is if a person revealed business information, how much it costs him for something, or how much he sells something for, how much volume he sells it for. If he says the information in front of three people without cautioning them, and don't tell anyone because I don't want my competitors to find out. So the fact that he said it in front of three people without any statement of caution indicates to us that he doesn't mind if it gets publicized, because once you say something in front of three people, you have to assume it's going to get publicized. And therefore, our question over here is, getting back to chazaka, you're telling me that a chazaka can be said in front of two people, and we can assume that it'll eventually get to the current resident, and he'll be warned that the original owner is objecting. Could it indeed be compatible that a chazaka objection to a chazaka, macha, can be done in front of two people, whereas the lashon hara mitigating status has to be three people to consider it public information? Are those two concepts compatible? Two people is sufficient by a macha, but for lashon hara it would require three people to be considered public information. There is a Tosfos on Amud Beis that points out that lashon hara ein nishma. By nature, it could be that lashon hara, people are polite and they don't publicize it. Whereas by a chazaka with its macha'a, people are purposely relating to it, relating it because they know that this is beneficial to be public information. So it could be that two people quite accurately is good enough for a macha'a. The word will get out. Whereas in cases of lashon hara, until it's three, it's not considered public information. In any case, so much for the overview. Let's see the Gemara. Four lines up from the bottom. Ashkechinu Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina la'tamidav d'Rabbi Yechina. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina found the students of Rabbi Yechina and Omalu, and he said to them as follows. Do you know from Rabbi Yechanan? Did you ever hear from Rabbi Yechanan how many people macha has to be in order to be effective? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yechanan macha b'fnei shnayim. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said he heard from Rabbi Yechanan two people is sufficient. Rabbi Avo Omar Rabbi Yechanan macha b'fnei shlosha. Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that it has to be three. However they got different rulings, however they understood it from Rabbi Yechanan, perhaps on one occasion Rabbi Yechanan said it one way, a different way, maybe he changed his mind, maybe he was quoting somebody else, whatever the explanation, but they're walking away from Rabbi Yechanan understanding his opinion to be either two or three are required for macha. Says the Gemara, as I did in the overview, Lema b'dirabah b'rav huna kamifligi. Perhaps they are arguing in the principle expressed by Rabba bar Rav Huna. The Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, because Rabba bar Rav Huna said, "Kol milsa demis amra ba'apri tlaso." Anytime something is said in front of three people, less b'mishum lishna bisha, there's no longer a rule of lashon hara upon it. And as I explained, the Chafetz Chaim points out this does not mean that if everyone's speaking Lashon Hara about somebody, so now you can also speak Lashon Hara. That doesn't help anything. What it does mean is one of these unique cases where if it's considered stated in public, it'll be a different rule. We gave the example of a statement that's not clearly negative, and because you said it in public, we figure you mean the nice interpretation, or business information. By saying it in front of three people, it's no longer considered damaging speech for someone to repeat it. Manda abba b'fnei shnayim, the one who says you only need two people for chazaka, less but leid rabba bar Rav Huna, he doesn't hold of rabba bar Rav Huna that you need three people to make it public information on the topic of lashon hara. Or manda abba b'fnei gimel, and the one who holds of gimel three is leid rabba bar Rav Huna, he accurately is following the rule of lashon hara for the rule of macha'a, and he's requiring three people to consider it public information. And the Gemara suggests a resolution. Lo, no. They're not mutually exclusive. Dechuliyama islu deraba barafuna. They could both be rabba barafuna compatible. Vachaba kamifligi. But they're arguing man de amam befneishneim kasev machah shelo b'fun of lohavya machah. The one who holds two is holding that you're anyway doing it in front of the current resident, because a machah not in front of him doesn't work, and therefore all you need is witnesses. Testimony that you indeed made the objection. And the opinion of three holds that you're allowed to make a macha away from the current resident, and therefore you need three to make it public. So that is a resolution. However, we know that the way we rule, you're allowed to make a macha shalo bifanav, not in front of the person. So if we're looking to make the opinion of two people is sufficient for macha, compatible, and aliba de ilchasa, according to the halacha, we really have to keep moving and make another suggestion to resolve these two concepts. Iba yaseima, there's another possibility. Tuchule yama macha shalab afan of avya macha, indeed, objecting not in front of him is effective. Fahachaba kamifligi, and the argument is like this. Man da ome befnei beis kasava sahadusa bo'inon. The opinion of two holds, all you need is testimony that you made an objection. And as Taisus points out, it could be that even one person would have been sufficient for macha'a, because the person is going to publicize it, because he knows that for due process, for fairness, this information has to be out there. We have a current resident, and we have an original owner objecting. You got to get this information out there. Perhaps even one person would be enough, but you need two because you need testimony that he objected. And the opinion of three, kasava giluye milsa ba'inon, that you really need it to be publicized the same way as lashon hara, and therefore the information would be considered public when it gets to three. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.